News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
First, Shane, a story that I know caught your eye, certainly caught a lot of our eyes this morning, and it's on the front page of the Irish Times. Ministers criticise increased drink driving checkpoints. For people who are just tuning in and haven't heard it, essentially at Cabinet this week, a number of ministers, including senior ministers, Charlie Flanagan, Heather Humphreys, Michael Creed, Michael Ring, raised concerns about Garda checkpoints, particularly morning after checkpoints, as people would call them. One minister, and they didn't name which one it was, said that these increased checkpoints in the morning were over the top, adding that they were akin to a police state. Amazingly, the issue also came up at a Fianna Fáil parliamentary party this week, where one Fianna Fáil TD suggested that rural policing was the backbone of how the guards work in this country, and suggested stopping people going to mass could undermine that.
Yeah, my question this morning, Kieran, is what planet are these ministers living on? There's a quote in the piece in the Irish Times saying they're really stirring it. The guards are really stirring it. Stopping people from going to mass. The old-fashioned common sense policy is gone. Now, the old-fashioned common sense policy, Kieran, are we talking about the 1970s when 628 people died on the roads in 1 year? I think there was half the cars on the road then. Are we talking about 10 years ago when 279 people died on the road? We've got that figure down to 149 last year. Still obviously too high, but a huge improvement. The main reason we've got it down is enforcement of the laws. Of course, in policing, in many aspects of policing, there is scope for common sense. But I'm sorry, not when it comes to drink driving. It's really simple. If you're over the limit, you're over the limit. It doesn't matter if it's midnight or 9 o'clock or if you're going to mass at 8 a.m. in the morning. You're over the limit. That's it.
People have been having their say on 53106. One texter from a small Kerry town says, Garda checkpoints with breathalyser in the morning, middle of the town, while drug dealers are selling outside the school. Kieran says, I've been driving for 16 years. I drive to work. As I don't drink, I tend to drive on a night out. I've been breathalyzed twice in that 16 years, on the same night by the same guard, as a matter of fact. In that time, I've seen dozens of very drunk people drive home. Bring on more checkpoints, I say. If you're sober, you won't mind. As someone else from Fermoy says, the Gardaí here have the place on lockdown. Sunday morning, 3 checkpoints, 5 pubs for sale. Whereas Jer says, News Talk presenters are so perfect. They never drink after driving, never break speed limits.
Never drive after drinking.
Never drive after drinking, never break speed limits, and never pay and pay every cent in tax owed. It must be hard to be so perfect.
You know
perfect.
What? Like, Jer, sorry, it's nothing to do with being perfect. None of us are perfect. What it's about is enforcing the law. And if any of us do get into a car when we're over the limit and you get caught, I'm sorry, you can't complain about it.
It's about not being willing to risk killing people, random people on the street, because you want to have a pint in your local and keep the doors open, as that text from Fermoy seems to suggest. 53106, anyway, let us know what your views are on this. Have you noticed an increase in the number of checkpoints, particularly in the morning time, which seems to rub up so many of these government ministers the wrong way? Let us know. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent.
Well, let's talk to one of those ministers now. Sean Canny, do you believe that the old-fashioned common sense policy is gone and that the Gardaí are really stirring it by having these checkpoints?
Well, I've just been listening to the discussion you've had there amongst yourselves and the textures coming in. And the first thing I'm going to say before I say anything else is I do not condone drink driving. Absolutely not. I do not support anybody who takes a drink and goes behind the steering wheel and drives the car. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the first thing I want to say, and I want that loud and clear.
Okay.
There is, and let's be honest here, there has been a huge increase in the number of checkpoints that are happening for drink driving in the mornings, especially. A very noticeable increase in them. I have no problem with that, except that we seem to be going, losing the balance. I was listening interestingly to the comment there about drug dealing. There is a problem with drugs in our country, and we need to step up to the mark in detection, in prevention and detection, education, as well as making sure that we have the Garda on the beat at the schools to make sure that this activity doesn't go on unnoticed.
Right.
I also have
is your argument that instead of setting up roadblocks to test people on drink driving, the Gardaí should be chasing drug dealers?
It's not an argument. My comment is that we have to keep a balance. The next question I was going to raise is that I come from constituency Galway East, and ever since I became a county councillor back in 2004, we've had a huge problem in the county, and it's in other counties where you have illegal dumping. It is a blight on our countryside, it's a blight on our society, and it seems to be going undetected.
Okay. Sean, I'm giving you two examples. Yeah. And there's hundreds of them.
And the reason I'm giving you them two examples is because people say to me, we need to keep a balance on what we're doing. We need to make sure that we do things right. I think the message has gone out there loud and clear.
Okay. How about this for balance, Minister? 628 people died in 1978. 149 people died on the roads in 2018. That, to me, sounds like a pretty good balance.
That is a 2018, but what has been happening in the last number of months is that there has been a racking up in people's minds of the amount of checkpoints on people who are going about their daily lives, going to work in the morning, dropping their children off to school. And there is this, I suppose people feel that they are being trodden upon at times of the day when they're genuinely trying to bring their children to school. I don't know of anybody who takes drink and then brings their children to school.
Lots of people do because the Gardaí wouldn't be doing these checkpoints to harass people bringing the kids to school who are sober. Well, they're doing it to catch drink drivers.
Absolutely, but what I'm saying to you is that the timing of it and the frequency of it, and I know of some person who was breathalyzed twice in the one day on his way to work.
But sorry, now, Minister, is it your contention here that Gardaí are not solely motivated by the desire to catch drink drivers, that there's other motivation in setting up these checkpoints? Because that seems to be what you're suggesting.
No. What I am saying is this, that the guard, and I will repeat it, I do not condone drink driving, but I think we need to keep a balance on our crimes and on the detection and the success in detection. And I would like to see more activity in the area of illegal dumping and in the area of young people being offered drugs outside.
Surely if there's checkpoints, you're more likely to catch people doing illegal dumping, for example.
Well, if you have the checkpoint, it's not a checkpoint you need. If you have a fella in a car bringing his children to school, or a woman
with five bags of rubbish in the back, I think the Gardaí might smell a rat now.
You're completely off being there. Where the dumping is happening is out in rural areas, in bogs and bog roads, into farmers' lands. Stuff has been illegally dumped.
Is it seriously your contention, Minister, that the Gardaí would have a better chance of catching illegal dumpers if there wasn't roadblocks up catching people drink driving? Is that actually your contention?
What I'm saying is that a concentration on other illegal activities needs to be put in place as well. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And we need to have a balance in policing. And what's happening at the moment is that Joe Public, the ordinary, honest person going to work in the morning, are feeling persecuted at the moment.
Well, sorry, who's feeling persecuted?
The ordinary person going to work feels that they're being pulled in when they're... if you're going to work in Galway City from East Galway, it's a challenge to get into work in the morning with traffic. But to have guarded checkpoints on a very, very regular basis, holding up traffic, it is also an annoyance. So we need to do it in a way that's balanced. That's what I'm saying.
So a Gardaí rolling down asking you to roll down your window as you're caught in traffic anyway, asking you, did you have a drink last night?
No,
that's a form of persecution?
No, what I'm saying, I didn't say when you're stuck in traffic anyway. I said you have enough of challenges trying to get into work, trying to get through the traffic. But if you have a further hold-up by having checkpoints at particular times, I think there's plenty of times during the day and night when we can have drink driving checkpoints.
Okay.
But I do believe we need to keep a balance. And I'm being told this, and I see it firsthand myself.
Okay. Is Minister Shane Ross, the Transport Minister, is he responsible for this, do you think? A lot of ministers blaming him. Do you blame him for this?
Look, Shane Ross is not the minister responsible. It's the Gardaí and their policies. So I think that is why there's a frustration with this, that there's other issues that come to my door, people who have problems, other problems, which need to, people who have illegal dumping, where their land is destroyed by people who are dumping it. And there's no action on that. And what we need to do is to keep a balance on it. We need to have action on all fronts. And I would like to see more Gardaí on the beat in the towns, and especially at the weekends at night time, the Gardaí walk on the street. So we're preventing rather than to be detecting.
We have your point. Minister Sean Kenny, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
Lots of people getting in touch on this issue. Tom in Longford appears to agree, certainly on the face of it. Good morning. The main problem we have is that Gardaí are not out at night when people are drunk, but are focusing on getting people who are barely over the limit in the morning. Someone else says, on the drink drive conversation, people need to change their habits. A glass of wine is not an option anymore if you are up early in the morning. Whereas someone on the point that Sean Kenny was making about the Gardaí chasing drug dealers and said, he says, drink is the biggest killer in this country. It is the biggest drug problem we have.